from whence cometh my help. My help. My help. My help cometh from the Lord, who created the heavens and the earth. Good evening. It is truly an honor and a privilege and a blessing during this Thanksgiving season to grace this sacred pulpit where you could have invited any preacher throughout the Commonwealth of Virginia to do a much better task than I will ever attempt here tonight. But I am humbled, especially and thankful for the few and mighty that is in attendance here to represent thy pastor, who's only been in the position of 11 and a half months as the ninth pastor in the history of 152 years of service for Quakison Baptist Church. Will my members who are present today, after a long, wonderful, excited weekend we had in celebrating 152 years of service for Anniversary Sunday on Sunday, the 18th of November, will you show River Road that we are small but we are mighty? Will you please stand? I am truly thankful this evening to have the love of my life present with me this evening. Thankful and so grateful that she's still standing not behind, but beside her man, my better hope, Pamela Johnson Brown. Will you please stand? I would not have imagined to stand right before this wonderful congregation and with your wonderful pastor, courageous enough to invite Theodore Brown to this pulpit this evening. You need to applaud your pastor this evening. I am grateful to your pastor, and we will and continue to develop a wonderful relationship together. From the very first time I met him, we had lunch together at Old Charlie's, not once, but twice. What a wonderful spirit that you have in this place with your pastor. Cherish him as long as you have him as your pastor. To the wonderful hospitality that we receive coming into your beautiful edifice, what a sweet spirit that is in this place. We thank God for you, for allowing us to worship with you on this Thanksgiving week. Might we pray? We thank you, dear God, who still sits high, who still looks down low, who still watch over his children. We are so grateful for life itself and what life brings to all of us. We are so grateful for the many blessings that we have received and the many more that we believe we will receive. First of all, health and the life that we can be in Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you hide me behind the cross tonight, where it would be all of you and none of me. In Christ Jesus, we pray, amen. Tonight's topic will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, and there is one verse for your reading. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. When I looked up the word gratitude, I needed something that I could run with for this special occasion. And the dictionary stated, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Let me tell you about an interesting person that we have read throughout our Christian walk when it comes to reading the Word of God. This gentleman was a Jew of great profound learning. Tradition says he was below average in height and nearly bald. Many predicted that he would become the leader of his people against the hated Romans. Because he was a Roman citizen, this would have been a shrewd political scheme. He could not believe in the significance of a certain religious sect. Therefore, outright persecution and persistent intolerance were the ways in which he related to it, his heart, his mind, and his soul worked with magnificent dedication for any cause he thought that was right. Many of his contemporaries visualize a special place in history for him until it happened. He became not focused on his Jewish belief. Other Jews' spirits caught hold of him. Many said it was a shame he had to become part of a minority group that really stood no chance against either the Jewish religious elite or the Romans. What amazed his former religious colleagues the most was he now gave thanks to all the times for the people and things about him. It seems that the teasing phobia had seized him. Everything he wrote had to have an expression of gratitude. Gratitude. That's what he had. Gratitude. And when that took place, he was often in prison and his life was continuously in danger. He never knew when his next breath would be his very last breath. Someplace in every book of the New Testament written by St. Paul, you will find expressions of gratitude. He was a man who literally lived in a thankful mood. His attitude of gratitude produced a certain very uplifting spiritual fragrance. The fourth verse in 1 Corinthians begins with, always, I thank my God. Many of us say, when I get my way, I thank my God. Or when I have my ego inflated, I thank my God. Or when the company gives me a promotion, I thank my God. St. Paul says, always, I thank my God. Here is an attitude of gratitude this evening that both opens the windows of heaven and promises the spiritual good life here and now. It ushers certain treasures into our lives. My first perspective this evening, respect for life and death. Respect for life and death. When a baby is born, we give thanks. Here in a miniature is the image of God. He did not ask to come into the world. He did not select his parents. He had nothing to do with choosing the clothes he wears, the food he eats, or the place he lives. Yet, in a few pounds, is a human being with all sorts of potential. Will he be president of the United States one day? Ask his mother. She knows perfectly well that the chance that he will attain this office is almost like putting him in a canal or a canoe and telling him to paddle across the Pacific Ocean. Yet, don't you dare tell her that he can't make it or make that grade. Her son is capable of doing all things. Don't we believe this today as Christians, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us? Aren't we grateful tonight and blessed that God is still showing favor upon his nation? Aren't we thankful tonight that Quakison and River Road can join forces? The diversity that is in this auditorium tonight speaks volumes as far as what God can do. On one side of the aisles to the other aisles, on this night tonight, we fellowship together because we are all God's children. At Quakison, I am accustomed to people saying, "Amen, Pastor." "Hallelujah." "Praise the Lord." We do clap our hands. Some folks get up and do the holy dance. Because basically, we all have to go through something to experience something. So we all are grateful and thankful as far as where God has brought us from. I am grateful tonight because I would never have, would have imagined that I would be standing in this beautiful edifice preaching the Word of God to a wonderful group of people. My God, times have changed. Thank you, Daniel. We still find that even when a mother knows the limitation of her children, but there's always the father who's on the scene. Fathers, are you grateful when that little sobbling, burping bundle of joy comes into life and they are putting rather sizable dents in your pockets? Isn't that okay? Because one, it should be, because they didn't ask to come into this world. And basically, it's all of our responsibility if we are blessed to have children. Is the children more than an additional member of our family? Is there genuine respect for the new life that may seem to be competitors, all babies, males or females, wanted or unwanted, big or small, wet or dry, normal or abnormal, fat or skinny, pretty or ugly, deserves to be treated with thankfulness? When a human being draws his last breath, we ought to give thanks to the Almighty God. A man's eyelids are pressed shut. This life is over. A wife may cry in horror. He wasn't ready. Or he is lost forever. How does she know he isn't ready? Justice is in the hands of God. Do you agree? Human souls can't communicate. They cannot trade places with one another. A lovely lady active in the church and in other organizations dies suddenly at the apparent peak of her productivity. A civil leader remarks, "What a shame to lose the efforts of such a woman. Her death is surely premature." How does he know her work isn't finished? The work of eternity goes on. And there may be some indispensable people, but only for a moment. Always, saints, we ought to thank God for life and thank God for death. Always, Paul says, "I thank my God. Therefore, I have respect for every life and every death." Someplace in every book, someplace in every place of history, there's always someone who wants to play God. My second approach, reference for God as creator. God is the source of all that was, is, and shall be. When one approaches this truth in a receptive mood, it is stunning. We become so small and insignificant that we want to swim until we remember Jesus Christ. He entered history to become our Savior and Lord. This one great act takes the sting out of our happiness or helplessness and shows us we worship a God who refuses to forsake his children. If your God is a magnificent heavenly Father who cares so much for you and me that he sent his only begotten Son to die upon a cross and rise from the tomb, we should always give thanks. When you view the stars in the heavens, we should give thanks. When you see the sun shine, we should always give thanks. When the rain comes, we should always thank the God we serve. When the snow falls, we still need to give thanks. When there is no food on some people's table, that is when we as Christians can step up and give to those who are in need and still say in our hearts, "We give thanks to God Almighty." When you see great facilities and you see people working so hard to supply the needs of those who stand in the need of a prayer, we ought to give thanks to God. Christians are not called upon to worship God through nature or any other aspect of creation. Nevertheless, they are to hold him in reverence as creator. Paul says again, always give thanks for the special place of human beings. It could be there. It could be a superior being on planet X one day. What reverence is this to your understanding and worship of God, or to your duties to him, his son, and his son's church? If those superior beings are out there, undoubtedly our discovery of them will affect us. However, you and I must live one day at a time. The Sermon on the Mount, as I'm about to take my seat, which we have had for 2,000 years, contain principles we have not yet practiced or even fully believed. Thanksgiving must never be confined to the fourth Thursday of November. I can think of no more humanly devastating crime to think that we just need to take out one day to thank God. Lastly, responsibility for co-workers in the community. It is in the attitude that Paul says, "Always I thank my God," that a final treasure comes into our midst. Give thanks that there are others to help your spiritual growth. There are two extremes in the religious life that cause the church to suffer. One says, God and I can work out anything. I don't need anyone else. Jesus didn't even attempt this long, winding road. Perhaps God and you can solve your problems. But be careful, saints, what you say. It isn't a simple cast or case of you asking you and you telling you what you should do. Fellow Christians and non-Christian beings, enjoy each other. The other extreme pertains, I can't do anything alone. I need help from every dedicated Christian all the time to make it through the pearly gates. While this may sound like a very religious stance, it is frequently a mask for what has many names. It is best understood by the word parasite. That is, one who feeds off of the labors or assets of others without giving anything in return. A human being does not grow spiritually by having others continuously cater to his whims. Always thank God for those saints who will walk the second and third mile with you, but never expect a free ride. No sincere person devoted to Christ and his church desires to be a religious freeloader. Saint Paul understood and practiced the art of positive thinking, head and shoulders above any of modern day opponents. What is more positive in our approach to life than to breathe the air always? And as Paul says, I thank my God. Are we truly sincere in worshiping God during this Thanksgiving season? Are we focused on the many folks out west who lost their home? 1,300 individuals are lost and cannot be found. What is the quality of life? There's a place in Chico, California, that is called Paradise, where residents will never be able to return to their home. But there was a visual of over 100 individuals in Chico, California, who still gave thanks to God Almighty. The material things will pass away, but the things that are everlasting will stand in our hearts. Aren't you glad when this world passes away, when everything is gone from the face of this earth, will you still have the gratitude? Will you still be thankful that you serve a God that says that he'll never leave you nor forsake you? Are you truly thankful today when you open up your eyes and you begin to see that the Lord has blessed you for another day? You are truly blessed. You are truly highly favorable. You have an opportunity. All of us have an opportunity to do something even greater today than we did yesterday. We have an opportunity, River Road, Quakerson. We have a greater challenge ahead of us. God has blessed us. We too who have come together tonight, we still agree there is only one God. There is only one Son. and there's only one Holy Spirit. Are you truly grateful of what God is doing for you right now? How beautiful the choir sang today. How beautiful the bells rang throughout the sanctuary. How beautiful we were greeted through the sanctuary. The wonderful hospitality. But in some places, church, some people are not greeted warmly. But on tonight, we can all put our differences together. We all can worship the mighty God and be thankful. And if I was at Quakerson, I would have a celebration and say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Are you thankful, River Road, that we could worship together? I didn't get an amen.
Amen.
Are you thankful, Quakerson, that we can worship with our brothers and sisters in Christ?
Amen.
Let's give God the praise with a hand clap. Now I feel like I'm at home.